Spotlight. Good evening, listeners, and welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Lalima Aneja Dang. Well, Prime Minister Narendra Modi first visited Israel in 2017, and he was the first Prime Minister of India to have visited Israel. At that time, a chrysanthemum flower was named after him. Going backwards, India officially recognized State of Israel in 1950, on the 17th of September to be precise. In January 1992, India opened its embassy in Tel Aviv. In fact, the iconic signature tune of All India Radio was composed by Walter Kaufmann, a German-Jewish composer based on Rag Shivranjani. Right now, our Indian Prime Minister is in Israel, furthering and cementing the long-standing relationship between the two countries. For more on this, we are joined by former Ambassador Gyaneshwar Mule with us. Welcome, Ambassador Mule.
Thank you very much.
Ambassador Mule, what is the significance of the Prime Minister's visit to Israel? I remember way back, Veer Savarkar had also supported the creation of Israel on both moral and political grounds. So we have a long-standing connect.
Absolutely. I think this visit in so many ways has been a milestone, primarily because this is the only Indian Prime Minister who has been to Israel, and this is the second visit after 2017. And in these 7-8 years, the relationship and its compass has seen a huge expansion in almost every respect, whether it is people to people, whether it is technological side, defense side, mobility of Indian skilled laborers, agriculture, startup. So the dimensions are so many. Prime Minister very, very aptly, you know, took an account of all this in his address to the Knesset yesterday. But I do believe that this kind of a holistic relationship between India and Israel, which has been personally supported both by Prime Minister Netanyahu and Prime Minister, has seen going from strength to strength. And if one understands the components of this visit, one sees how much has been covered in the last 7-8 years and how much is going to be done in the coming years.
Yes, we do recall that during the Kargil War, we had full support from Israel as far as arms and ammunition were concerned, also in our various wars that we fought. And India's Minister of External Affairs, S. Jaishankar, made his first visit to Israel after taking office. India was one of the first countries to condemn October 7 attack by Hamas, and Israel condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack in April 2025. Ambassador Mule, one of the very major common interests that we both share is our fight against terrorism. How do you think that both the countries are moving in that direction?
26/11, if you remember, there was an attack on an Israeli establishment also in Mumbai.
Yes.
And 7th October 2023 in Israel again was such a devastating attack by the extreme elements. So we have a lot in common to fight terrorism together. And Israel's advanced technology in every respect, and particularly in the field of defense and intelligence, can be extremely useful to India. And now, as the times move on, AI has become very important. So Israel has, again, an edge in AI-embedded defense equipments and systems. So we can really benefit from technology side. And I understand that the FTA is being pushed, free trade agreement. So I think that there's certainly a kind of a personal chemistry, and the kind of relationship that has been built in the last decade or so is being taken in this visit to a new level. And that's what is visible in the outcome. So, for example, geophysical exploration, which is aimed at obtaining mineral security for India. You know what happened during the COVID times and how we did suffer, you know, from certain deficit, and it affected our economy to a large extent.
Yes.
Then this also aimed to sustainable mining and investment. So again, a very, very important thing. Sustainable mining has acquired new meaning. There is a developed national maritime heritage complex, Lothal, Gujarat. You know, there is both India and Israel have been seafaring nations.
Yes.
We have gone all the way up to Java, Sumatra, and in our influence has gone much beyond Cambodia and up to Japan through Buddhism and other thoughts, Indian thoughts and philosophy. But to give it a new push through this center National Maritime Heritage Complex is, I think, an important development for both the countries. We also have agreed to cultural exchange program between 26 to 29. India's cultural diplomacy is well known, and India's soft power position in the world is also very, very well established. So it further strengthens by global visibility and Indian artists and cultural institutions going, and we inviting artists from Israel. Next one is about arrangement for implementation of UPI. See, India's unique contribution in UPI is now known all over the world, and this will certainly ease Indian tourists and businesses. It will facilitate faster and cheaper remittances. So like that, there's next cooperation that has been agreed upon is establishment of an India-Israel Innovation Center for Agriculture. Now, already agriculture, we are moving quite fast with Israel. There are 43 centers of excellence which were agreed upon during the 2018 visit of Prime Minister Netanyahu. So they are all operational. Now this will be taking it further to a new level, and it will certainly help us in the fields of innovations in agriculture, horticulture and agri-mechanization sectors, as well as strengthening our food security, which is so important for India. Then there's a declaration of intent on cooperation in the field of horizon scanning. Now, even these new words or new phrases, so it is aimed at, you know, enhancing India's strategic capabilities through advanced horizon scanning. Now, horizon scanning is both science and technology in itself, and Israel has the latest and the best. Then it's a great idea to collaborate. It will also help us in strengthening technology-based decision-making, you know, because in war, this is very important that you take timely decisions and decide your moves. And then, of course, it greatly supports our national security also. So next one is stronger cooperation in fisheries and aquaculture, because this, we have not fully exploited the potential of these segments in terms of not only local consumption, but also export potential. Already India is, in terms of marine products and all that, we are in a leading position. But this can be bolstered further to get benefit from the international market. Mm-hmm. Then arrangement between international financial service centers and authority and Israel Security Authority. Now, financial service ecosystem strengthening between the two countries will also become a very important aspect of our cooperation. I'll quickly run through the next two, three ones. One is labor mobility in manufacturing sector. We have been generally sending our labor in the service sector, but going into manufacturing sector is a new thing, and Israel genuinely has a deficit of people, particularly skilled manpower, human resources of a particular volume, which only India can supply. And there is a special emphasis on this, along with labor mobility in restaurant sector. Now just see how slowly we are entering almost every possible field. Then there is advancing education through use of artificial intelligence with the cooperation of Israel, and the agreement on cooperation between countries in Institute of Commercial Arbitration and Indian Council of Arbitration. Finally, there's the India-Israel CEO Forum. They will be presenting a report to both the governments for promoting business collaboration and also strengthening public-private partnership. So I think this is really something beyond one's own thinking, that the visit has taken both the countries to a new level of understanding, cooperation and collaboration. I will sum up this particular visit. And it has generated definitely a huge buzz in Israel media, and most newspapers there have covered the entire visit in their front page, and some have even devoted the whole page to Prime Minister's visit to Israel. So in all, it's a very successful visit. I have no doubt about that.
When you talked about agriculture and innovation, today drip irrigation has by itself brought about a lot of change in agriculture in our country, which was invented by the Israelis. On the innovation front, Israel spends a lot of money on innovation compared to India, especially where research and development is concerned. How the two can benefit in future, Ambassador Mullick?
If I understand correctly, this point has also been discussed in detail.
Yes.
And both sides have agreed to do joint research, and India will contribute 1.5 million, and the sectors that will be covered for collaboration will be health, ICT, energy, agriculture and smart systems. So there is definitely 20 joint fellowships in agriculture research. You rightly mentioned about the expertise that they have, particularly in precision irrigation, yes. Because a lot of wastage of water can be avoided. Israel being desert and still being so much in forefront in agriculture, we can learn a lot to them and, you know, strengthen our food security, because that's an important issue. And actually, we can help the world to build the global food security also, if we can save water and increase the yield, you know.
Our special Akashwani correspondent, Dr. Dheeraj Kankadia, gives us an overview of the Prime Minister's visit to Israel.
After 2 days of hectic and successful state visit to Israel, Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi is on his way back to India. Prime Minister had a series of programs in 2 days, but one of the prime programs was his address to Israeli Parliament Knesset. He is the first Indian Prime Minister to do so. Prime Minister, in his over 30-minute speech, touched upon many points. He was unequivocal in supporting fight against all forms and manifestations of terrorism. Israeli people across the length and breadth of the country deeply appreciated India's firm and unswerving commitment to fight this menace against humanity. Loud and clear support touched Israeli hearts. Prime Minister also mentioned that the peace and stability of West Asia is very important for the global peace. Prime Minister said that conflict should not victimize humanity. He advocated India's stand of conflict resolution through dialogue with wisdom, courage, and humanity. Prime Minister also visited a tech exhibition yesterday in which top Israeli technologies were demonstrated. He keenly watched the innovative startups on artificial intelligence. On the second day, Prime Minister visited Yad Vashem Memorial, which is built in the memory of over 6 million Jews who were killed in Nazi attack in the Holocaust episode. Prime Minister's visit to the Holocaust Memorial consoled the people of Israel and appreciated the sympathy expressed to the victims. Today, the Prime Minister also met Israeli President Isaac Herzog and discussed bilateral issues. Days of discussions, deliberations, and negotiations between both the governments and officers from both the sides actually culminated into 10 agreements between India and Israel. The agreements were signed and exchanged in presence of both the prime ministers. This concluded Prime Minister's two-day visit.
Well, the fact that Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel speaks volumes about the friendship level of the two countries. As you just mentioned, we have about 43 centers where we are training the Israeli farmers on farming, because it's a desert and bare. Our farmers are training their farmers as to how to grow vegetables and fruits in an arid land, and very successful. It's always a symbiotic world, I always say, Ambassador Mulle. And the fact that, interestingly, the Prime Minister in his address at the Knesset mentioned that Teen Murti Chowk is now called Teen Murti Haifa Chowk after Israeli port city of Haifa. Indian soldiers had perished in the Battle of Haifa during World War I. That was our way of thanking them. And when we talk further about defense partnership, Ambassador Mulle, we also see that we've bought drones in the past from them, and there's a collaboration between DRDO and we're trying to acquire production as well as technical knowledge from them. So do you think that that can be a great combination of defense exchange, defense equipment, know-how and technicality exchange?
Absolutely, because see, for Israel, it means a lot to have support of such a strong economy as India. Yes. We are the fastest growing economy among the large economies, and the educational institutions in India, technological advancement that India has done in its own way. The agriculture, we are self-sufficient in food grains in our country, in milk production and many other things, eggs. We are among the top leaders. So it is having support of India does help Israel in its own standing. Having Israel with us means strengthening our defense, absolutely no doubt about it. It can also contribute immensely to technology, particularly the advanced technologies, whether it is quantum technologies, whether it is big data, whether it is AI, whatever is being discussed now as in a future of the globe. Israel is at the forefront. So we have a lot to learn. At the same time, there are many things that Israel can and is, deriving from India, and it helps them. Together, when two different countries with different strengths come together, they become a very good partnership. And I'm sure this visit will also further take this relationship new directions, stronger, closer, and meaningful.
And not to forget that Israel has shown tremendous interest in yoga and Ayurveda. And I believe that, as
Absolutely.
The Prime Minister said in his address, that earlier there were a handful of yoga centers in Israel, but today yoga seems to be being practiced in almost every neighborhood in Israel. Thank you, Ambassador.
Thank you.
You may listen to this Spotlight program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Spotlight.